interest rates and lending freely. Eventually, rates reached zero, and the Fed appeared to be out of bullets. Then in 2008, the Fed found a new bullet, quantitative easing. While the Fed describes the program as an easing of financial conditions through the lowering of long-term interest rates, this is essentially a program of printing money to spur growth. The Fed is attempting to inflate asset prices, commodity prices, and consumer prices to offset the natural deflation that follows a crash. It is basically engaged in a game of tug-of-war against the deflation that normally accompanies a depression. As in a typical tug-of-war, not much happens at first. The teams are evenly matched, and there is no motion for a while, just a lot of tension on the rope. Eventually, one side will collapse, and the other side will drag the losers over the line to claim victory. This is the essence of the Fed's gamble. It must cause inflation before deflation prevails. It must win the tug-of-war. In a tug-of-war, the rope is the channel through which stress is conveyed from one side to the other. This audiobook is about that rope. In the contest between inflation and deflation, the rope is the dollar. The dollar bears all the stress of the opposing forces and sends that stress around the world. The value of the dollar is the way to tell who is winning the tug-of-war. This particular tug-of-war